Chapter 4. Harvey's First Success. The next morning, the boys went on deck. They could see several ships and boats in the distance. Disco was smoking his pipe and checking the direction of the wind. "Dad's thinking about the fish," Dan explained. "He's asking himself, where are they going? Where will they be? He knows how to think like a fish. And he's always right. If we speak to him now, he'll get angry. Last time I interrupted him, he threw a boot at me." Harvey laughed, thinking Dan was very lucky. His own father, Mr. Cheney, was always too busy to listen to him. Disco finished concentrating and took the pipe from his mouth. "Dad, can Harvey and I go out in a dory?" Dan asked his father. "It's beautiful fishing weather." "Yes, you can," his father answered, "but not for long. I want to set sail after lunch." Harvey was very excited. The boys lowered the dory into the sea, and Dan let Harvey row. "Hey, be careful," Dan warned his new friend. "You must row with short movements because of the waves. If you don't, you'll get..." Crack! The oar hit Harvey under the chin and knocked him onto his back. Dan laughed. Harvey's chin hurt, and he didn't think it was funny at all. "I'm not good at this," he said, getting back onto his seat. "No, you're not, and don't get angry," Dan said, putting the oar back in Harvey's hand. "It also happened to me in the beginning. We all learn the same way." A few minutes later, Dan said, "Now, we'll put bait on the fishing lines and throw them into the sea." Harvey watched Dan and did the same thing. He was feeling better now. Suddenly, something very heavy started to pull his line, and he nearly fell over again.
"I'll help you," Dan shouted. "No, you won't," Harvey shouted.
The fishing line was pulling him in all directions like a puppet. "This is my first real fish. Is it a whale?"
"No, but it's very big," Dan laughed. "Maybe it's a halibut."
For the next 20 minutes, Harvey held the line, waiting for the fish to get tired. His face was purple, his hands were bleeding, and his legs knocked against the side of the boat. But he didn't release the fishing line. Finally, he pulled the fish into the dory.
"Wow," Dan said with admiration. "Congratulations! This halibut probably weighs 50 kilos. You're very lucky."
Harvey felt proud, but his entire body hurt.
"Dad will be pleased," Dan said. "Let's go and show him."
On the way back to the boat, the boys heard shouting and saw a dory going round in circles like a spinning top.
"That's Penn," Dan said. "He can't pull up the anchor. It happens to him all the time.
He always loses anchors. We must go and help him." The boys helped Penn to release his anchor and made many jokes. Then they rowed back to the We're Here and showed the halibut to Disco.
"Congratulations, Harvey, my boy," Disco said. "Soon you'll be a real fisherman."
Then he called all the men on deck. "We'll set sail after lunch," he announced.